This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. My esteemed brothers and sisters, our respected elders, our dear shuyukh, children, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, I'd like to welcome you to the Islamic Institute of Toronto. We've got quite a few snowbirds who are coming back already to Canada. So I'd like to welcome back home, and also a number of brothers here from California and other parts of the US. We'd like to welcome them to the Islamic Institute of Toronto. And we hope, inshallah, that this day will be beneficial to you, as it is hopefully for the rest of us, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you that our summer camp is still open. As you know, we have a summer camp scheduled for 6 weeks, starting in early July and ending in the middle of August. The details are on the website. So I'd encourage you, if you haven't registered your child or children, and they are of that age, I would encourage you to please register them. We have two levels of camp, the regular summer camp, which is for the younger kids, and we also have a youth leadership camp, which is for the older kids. And these camps not only focus on Islamic studies and Quran and those aspects of life skills that are important to kids, but they also teach them leadership and other aspects of skills that potentially would help them as they progress in high school and at university. So I encourage you to please, if you haven't already, register your child or children for these courses. I'm going to ask the brothers and sisters who are doing the line collection to kindly go through the lines now. And once again, brothers and sisters, I'd ask you, whatever you can, please make a donation to the Islamic Institute of Toronto. If the volunteers aren't able to get to you because of the prayer that's happening in the hall, please, on your way out, you can put a donation in the donation box situated in the middle of the lobby. As I mentioned before, and others have mentioned before, we rely on your contribution to help us defray the operational cost of this building. So even if it is a loonie or a toonie or a $5, please make it a habit to bring some amount of donation to the Islamic Institute of Toronto or any other institution that you frequent on a daily basis. Those of you who are watching us online, you can go on our website and just click one button and make a donation to the Islamic Institute of Toronto. Brothers and sisters, I'd be remiss if I don't mention that the situation in Palestine and Gaza and elsewhere is becoming much, much more acute. The situation on an hourly basis is deteriorating significantly. The genocide and the bombardment and the starvation continue. So we need to do whatever we can, inshallah, to pressure our local officials to try and start speaking out against the atrocities happening in that part of the world. And also, if we are able, donate to the cause, and of course, make dua to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to elevate the status of those who are oppressed in Palestine and Gaza and elsewhere in the Muslim world. To that effect, many of you probably are aware, there is a rally tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Bay and Front And this rally again is to show support for the Palestinian people. So I would encourage you, if you're able, tomorrow, inshallah, at 2 p.m. at Bay and Front, there will be a rally to, again, bring attention to what's happening in Gaza and in Palestine. And as many of you are aware, an ultimatum has been issued to those brothers and sisters who are camping out at the University of Toronto grounds. That ultimatum ends today at 4 o'clock, so we'll see what happens. We hope and we pray that this issue can be resolved in a way that is mutually beneficial to the students and to the administration, and that it can be done with minimal or no violence. We've seen elsewhere that this has not been the case. So we pray, hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide all those who are involved to act in a way that is civilized and appropriate, and while at the same time not diminishing what it is that we're trying to bring attention to. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm looking for a khatib.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفناء حي على الفناء أكبر الله أكبر لا الحمد لله ولي الصالحين والصالحات وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له فاطر الأرض والسماوات وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى يوم تتفطر فيه الأرض والسماوات أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد Brothers and sisters, on this blessed day and hour of Yawm al-Jum'ah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His forgiveness and His mercy on all of us here today. Allahumma ameen. Our brothers and sisters that are suffering around the world, may Allah Azza wa Jal give them strength. patience. May Allah Azza wa Jal give them thabat and firmness in their iman, ease their suffering and pain in a way that He subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. Our brothers and sisters that are out there in the encampments, that are standing in the protests, that are campaigning, that are going to events and having their voices heard even though nobody wants to listen to them. May Allah Azza wa Jal give them and all of us thabat and firmness in our faith. Allahumma ameen. Certainly difficult times that we are living in, aren't we, our brothers and sisters? This is certainly trying times for all of us. I want to bring your attention to Surah Ash-Shu'ara, the Surah of Poets. It's given this name because of an ayah that comes at the very end of the surah, which is not our subject. The verses that I've selected for you and myself today come from the same surah, and they sound like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُكَذِّبُونَ وَيَضِيقُ صَدْرِي وَلَا يَنْطَلِقُ لِسَانِي فَأَرْسِلْ إِلَى هَارُونَ وَلَهُمْ عَلَيَّ ذَنْبٌ فَأَخَافُ أَن يَقْتُلُونَ. These are five things mentioned in two verses that I'll share with you. And they go back to the famous Prophet Musa alayhi salam. He's being prepped to go and confront Fir'aun. Now here's a point that I want you to remember as you listen to these ayat. When prophets and messengers are given a command to do something, almost every single prophet throughout the Quran, you will hear and you will read, when they are ordered to do something, they do it. They don't ask questions why. Oh Allah, am I the right person? The Prophet ﷺ is told, Iqra, read. He can't read, he can't write, he's completely illiterate. What does he do? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he starts reading. He's told, okay, now project your da'wah. Once upon a time you were doing it privately. Now go and publicly project your da'wah. He doesn't say, oh Allah, Mecca is really tense. These are people I grew up with. These are my neighbors and my friends. These are friends of my parents and so on. But I can't just go up to them and say, everything you've ever known and done is completely wrong. Instead, he stands in front of Mecca and he proclaims who he is, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophets and messengers, when they're told to do something, they do it. Musa alayhi salam, it's slightly different. Listen to it. When Allah tells them, idhhab ila fir'aun, go to fir'aun, innahu tagha, he's a tyrant. Now in Surah Taha, it spends a lot of time in terms of conversation between Musa alayhi salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Qasas has a large section of the surah with the same story, but it focuses on other things. It focuses on Musa alayhi salam amongst the people. But then if you shift towards other surahs like Ash-Shu'ara, and you come to the same surah, it highlights some really interesting details that is not found in other surahs. Listen, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Musa alayhi salam, number one, he asks Allah, five things, here's number one. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُكَذِّبُونَ. Oh my master, I am afraid that they're going to tell lies about me or against me. He's not saying, if I go to Fir'aun, he's going to kill me. He's not worried about his death. The first thing that's on his mind is my dignity and my honor, my reputation, who I am as a believer. Sometimes you and I might feel we are not the right persons or people to stand and march. You might feel that when you're asked to say something or to speak, not the right person, I'm not as eloquent, or I don't have the knowledge or background, I can't do it. Musa alayhi salam, first and foremost, is concerned about none of these things except
that his honor and his dignity as a believer is at least respected. You don't have to agree. You don't have to follow my religion. You don't have to follow my philosophies and my theories about life or whatever the issue is, but at least respect what I have to say. I ask you now, have our brothers and sisters and those that stand in front of the world, whether they're talking about the Palestinian issue or any other problems that plague the world today, do you see in those interviews that often the one who is doing the interview will literally say, you know, you're just lying? Or it'll go back and forth to some other guest. He's making this up. He doesn't understand. They're not in tune. They haven't done their research. They don't know the facts. Liar, 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 liar. This was Musa alayhi salam's priority. The question is why? This is something, brothers and sisters, we are taught in our Sharia. We were taught in our Sharia. You know, once some of the companions, they used to say amongst themselves, the Kaaba is right there. The black stone is right there. And they would talk amongst themselves. If it wasn't for Allah and His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we would have no respect for these things. And they would never surpass the respect we have for each other, for our faith and our deen. That was priority. Why is it so important? When you carry iman, that is the definition of dignity and honor. The fact that you and I still carry the message of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, that is your priority and my priority. So yes, when people call you liars and they choose labels to stop you, to silence you, to deter you, to discourage you, your response to that is, as long as I'm carrying this message of Tawheed and faith, I must keep striving. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُكَذِّبُونَ. That's number one. Number two, Musa alayhi salam says, listen to it, it's truly remarkable and interesting. He says, وَيَضِيقُ صَدْرِي. If I ignore the lies, what ends up happening to Musa alayhi salam, and if you study his life, you immediately see that there's one quality about him alayhi salam. He's extremely sensitive. And he takes the words that people say about him wholeheartedly. It's personal to him. So the next ayah, he says, وَيَضِيقُ صَدْرِ. If I ignore what they're saying about me, about my Rabb, about my religion, then I start to develop a bit of anxiety. يَضِيقُ صَدْرِ is the tightening of the chest. You know, I was talking to my students last night, and we were talking about this يَضِيقُ صَدْرِ, this concept. You know, when you're really scared, when you feel lost and confused, you're stressed out. You know, sometimes you find yourself, it's difficult to eat, it's difficult to drink, and it's difficult to talk. And you want to say, you want to do, and you just can't because it just doesn't feel right. That in Quran is called ضيقُ الصدر. It's this tightness that comes together. And you know who also had this? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. In another surah, Allah told him when he was dealing with the Quraysh in Mecca, everything they were saying to him, accusing him, they called him crazy, foolish. They said he was something, he was a liar. They said he was a magician. Every name in the book at that time. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ الصَّدْرُ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. Allah says, we know exactly and have complete knowledge of the thing that makes you get anxiety. Your chest comes together based on what they're saying about you. Musa alayhi salam is asking and complaining about the exact same thing. So he has this anxiety. وَيَضِيقُ الصَّدْرِ. If I don't control my anxiety, here's number three. وَلَا يَنْطَلِقُ لِسَانِي. Then I'm going to have a difficult time speaking. Isn't that true? If the anxiety becomes overwhelmed, يَنْطَلِقُ طَلَقَ, it means to push something forward. So I'm going to try to say, but it won't come out right. Or I can't say it at all. Or I'll be talking and nobody gets what I'm saying. This is Musa alayhi salam. So three things so far. Now, if the third isn't addressed, the anxiety, and he can't speak, so the fourth one comes in now. And the fourth is, فَأَرْسِلْ إِلَىٰ هَارُونَ. Oh Allah, I need help. This is something that we have to be reminded about in this day and age. We have to do things by helping each other. We can't do it alone. You know, I still meet Muslims, and I'm sure you still talk to Muslims, that say, you know what? Let's forget about everybody else. We'll do this by ourselves. As long as us and Allah, part of our faith is when we need assistance, help, and support, we ask for it. Just like him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the battle of Uhud was about to happen, he got news that the Quraysh of Mecca have mobilized 3,000 plus and they're on their way to Medina. He went to two groups of companions, the senior companions and the young companions, and asked them both the same question. You know what he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asks them? This is a man who gets revelation from Allah. He is the greatest. He is khayra khalqillah. He is the best of Allah's creation. He asks the senior companions, what do you think we should do? He then goes to the younger companions, what do you guys think I should do? And the answers are remarkable, that's another time. But the point is, the greatest and the one who gets knowledge directly from him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is seeking help and at least some guidance from the people. So Musa alayhi salam says, فَأَرْسِلْ إِلَىٰ هَارُونَ وَلَهُمْ عَلَيَّ ذَنْبٌ فَأَخَافُ أَنْ يَقْتُلُونَ. This is number five. وَلَهُمْ عَلَيَّ ذَنْبٌ. They have on me this one accusation, this one thing that they said I did. I did it, but it's not the reasons that they think I did it. But I'm being accused that I'm a murderer and I'm a terrible man, and. So there are wanted posters all over Egypt for Musa alayhi salam. I'm painting for you a picture. By the end of this khutbah, it inshallah makes sense why we're talking about these 5 points. So he then says, فَأَخَافُ أَنْ يَقْتُلُونَ. I'm afraid that they will kill me. What was number five? His death. Not the first thing. Not the second. Not the third. Not the fourth. The last thing on his mind is, yeah, they might actually assassinate me or kill me. That's not to say, stop caring about each other and our lives. That's not to say that. It's about putting what's important to achieve a task. You and I have a task, brothers and sisters. That task is very simple, and it's captured in all five of this. How do we know this? I'll share that with you in a moment. It's one task. The task is we have to continue to strive to be Muslims and believers. You have to hold on. Musa alayhi salam is going to be in a situation where everything and everyone is against him. He is literally by himself with one helper, his brother Harun. That's it. He's nothing else. But he holds on to one thing. Rabb, Rabb, Rabb. Every dua he makes turns back to Allah, makes the dua. For the simplest things. But here's the point. These five things happen now. The next ayah, Allah responds. Listen to the response. قَالَ كَلَّا. That's it. That's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to say. فَاذْهَبَا بِآيَاتِنَا إِنَّا مَعْكُمْ مُسْتَمِعُونَ. Just go with my ayat. We are all watching and listening and paying attention very carefully. You know, this ayah, this response, does a number of things for us. And this is what I leave you with. Because today's khutbah and reminder was hopefully, inshallah ta'ala, to keep us encouraged. And if you find yourself, you're losing confidence in your du'as, confidence in your sujood, confidence in the deen, and confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hopefully, inshallah, with this short reminder, a little bit of that confidence is reignited. Allah tells him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, tells Musa alayhi salam, don't worry. Qala kalla. Kalla is a term that's used in Quran that you can't argue back with. You can't really say anything. Whatever comes after kalla, that's the answer, case closed. It's literally two letters. That's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't worry about it. Yeah, I want to go to the protest. I want to go outside and at least print some flyers. I want to go to that dinner. I want to stand up. I want to have my voice heard. But what would happen? What would people say? What would people accuse me of? What's going to happen to my social media? Who's going to follow me? Who's going to follow me? They're going to shut me down. They're going to flag me. All of that stuff is trivial when you have one thing. Oh Allah, I will hold on with dignity, my faith. And if they call me a liar, I will stand up and I will speak my truth and I will continue to do so. And oh Allah, whatever concerns I have, I complain them to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the reassurance. Muslims, believers in the world, don't worry. Just do what I order you to do. And leave the rest. We are monitoring and watching. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us close to Him. This is where the rest of the world is losing. They may be winning the battle on the ground. And those innocent people are being slaughtered and killed. They may be winning the battle on the ground, but they are losing the war. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve and protect the message of Iman and the message of the Quran and Sunnah in believers all across the globe. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa risa'il al-muslimin min kulli dhanb fastaghfiru innahu huwa al-ghafuru rahim. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله عليه أفضل الصلاة ومن ولا أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى tells موسى عليه السلام and هارون فذهبا both of you go بآياتنا with my آيات. That's really interesting. Not both of you take this guidance that you have and go. Take Iman and go. Allah specifies His ayat. This has one of two meanings. Some of the scholars of tafsir say the ayat that's being referenced here are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence. So in other words, go back to Fir'aun and call him back to acknowledge the existence of Allah, affirm that existence, but all the things that come along with His existence, His authority, His sifat, His power, and so on. Take all of it. These are all part of Allah's ayat, His miracles. Or what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to Musa alayhi salam for the next step. I want you to go here, go to Madian, go come to the mountain, take your shoe off, get the revelation, all of these laws that are given to him. It could be that. The point is, how do you and I relate to this ayah? This is what I leave you with. We all know the ayat. We all know that when we see the word ayah or ayat in the Quran, it always is linked to at least one thing, the ayat of the Quran. Now you understand. Now it should be clear. When the Prophet ﷺ once told us, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, call towards me, even if it's just one ayah. You know what that means? That means if all you know is alif, lam, mim, you qualify to be part of the call in this hadith. Go call the world to Alif Lam Mim. If all you know is Surah Al-Fatiha or Surah Al-Ikhlas, that's it. That's a start in the sight of Allah. So the point here is this, and this is what I leave you with, Ayyuha Al-Ahbab. Every single one of us here it is safe to assume that every one of us, inshallah, know at least one ayah. We are not saying go and have tafsir classes in the middle of the streets. We are not saying to use these ayat. It's about what these ayat stand for. About dignity, respect, honor, the safety and peace of this earth for all humanity. Take these ayat and go out there and hold on to your message and protect the dignity of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I pray Allah Azza wa Jalla keep us strong, and us strong in a way that He is pleased with. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us supportive of one another. And Ya Rabbi, we always and forever will ask You for Your nasr and Your aid. For we cannot take a step forward unless it is by Your permission. We cannot utter a sentence or a word unless You allow us to utter a sentence or word. Ya Rabbi, guide us to what You are pleased with. Allahumma ameen. We send peace and blessings to our Rasul salawatu Rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi kama amarana subhanahu wa ta'ala fi tanzili. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusallun ala nabi. Ya ayuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma aghfir al muslimina wal muslimat wal المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحم موتاهم وموتى المسلمين. اللهم اشفي مرضاهم ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم وأدخلهم ولنا في جنتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل, ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر, الله أكبر, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة, حي على الفلاح, قد قامت الصلاة, قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر, الله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله.
Stow, اعتدلوا. Please make sure the lines are straight, shoulder to shoulder. Stow. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا, خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إليك أنما
إنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا فإنما يسرناه بلسانك لتبشر به المتقين لتبشر به المتقين وتنذر به قوما لدا وكم أهلكنا قبلهم من قرن هل تحس منهم من أحد أو تسمع لهم ركزا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum, my brothers and sisters, as you're making your way out, if you haven't already, and if you're able to make a donation to the Islamic Institute of Toronto, please do so. Dear brothers and sisters, at the exit door, there's also a table in the lobby that you can put your donation in. Just prior to the Salah, I received a number of requests regarding the IIT's role in sacrifice or Qurbani. We don't formally administer a Qurbani program here, but I would encourage you to look around the world. There's lots of need. So if you're able and if you're thinking about doing a sacrifice or a Qurbani, lots of international organizations that you can provide funding to. In Ontario, in Canada, many of us are MOD, meat on demand. Many other countries don't have that luxury. So once you think you you've met the local demand, please look around HCI, IDRF, Islamic Relief, Muslim Welfare Center. All those organizations are better equipped to distribute whatever sacrifice, contribution you may have. Jazakallah.